persons or things to be seized. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Network, and with us this morning is Kirk McKenzie, who has some very interesting thoughts on money. He has written a book on money. He's studied this subject for a long period of time, and people say, why would you be concerned about money? Well, I think most people are concerned about money. We're facing a total collapse of our monetary system. We are going to have terrible, terrible times in the years and months and years that lie ahead. Anybody who has a pension, an insurance policy, an annuity, a CDs, anything invested in money is going to lose them as we move into an inflationary spiral. And, of course, Kirk has some very interesting views. And I'm not saying I agree with him, but I will say that I think that we need to hear what he has to say, because at least he has a solution, and certainly nobody that I know has any sort of a solution if you really stop and look at it. Now, of course, you're not being told the truth about what's happening. But they are in the process of creating inflation in this country as a vehicle for being able to pay off the Social Security obligations with worthless money, and certainly paying for Medicare by wrecking the system, just cutting back on payment to doctors and hospitals through the process of inflation. Inflation is the cruelest tax of all. And, of course, it is being introduced subtly. The media is lying to you about it. Our leaders are lying to you about it. Mr. Bernanke is lying to you about it. There are a few voices out there that are trying to warn the American people what lies ahead in the plan to impoverish this country and destroy the infrastructure of this nation. There are already people who hate America, who want to transfer our wealth to other countries. They have an intense hatred for America, and many of them are serving in key positions in our government. Well, with that as the background, Kirk, I'd like you to tell our listeners a little of your background, who you are, why you wrote the book, and then give them your solution to the problem, because at least it's a solution, and I haven't heard anybody else who has any other solutions. I think your ideas are provocative, but go right ahead.
Well, thank you very much. Good to be on the show. Before I start, let me just say, why should people be concerned? Because, first off, the debt that you're now bearing, like Sisyphus rolling the stone up the hill, And that's a result of the system, the debt that our nation's in, our corporations in, we as a people in. We got, you know, the wealthiest and most prosperous nation on the planet, you know, sinking in debt. How can that possibly be? How can we be prosperous and have all this debt? Secondarily, people are looking at the loss of their incomes, the loss of their savings, the loss of their prosperity, all through a devaluation of the currency, which we call inflation. And third is it's the system and powers of people that are destroying us, the people who are behind the global world order. So there's lots of reasons why people should care. I got into this about 20 years ago when, you know, I'm old enough now that I've watched the nightly news year after year, decade after decade. And, you know, you hear the same thing over and over and over again. And, you know, education gets worse and all these things get worse and nothing gets better. And you could take 10 American people, put them in a room, and they'd have solutions in 30 minutes to all these problems. So you have to scratch your head and say, well, why? Is it the democratic process? Is it because these people don't understand? Just let me talk to them and I can tell them, or they haven't thought of this idea. Let me just tell them about my idea, or, you know, well, they're just stupid, or, you know, all these rationalizations that avoid the real reality. They do understand. And the problem is we haven't for a long time understood. They're on an agenda. There is an agenda, and that agenda is not good for the American people. So I begin to, with a more open mind, approach it from a different viewpoint, and I decided to follow the money. And that turned out to be the right approach because over this period of time, I've studied everything you want to care to name. I mean, I've studied the education system. I've studied the monetary system, the secret societies. Spent a long time studying the Bible as part of this research, global warming. I mean, you name it. And when you study the issues of the day, ultimately, if you study them in depth and long enough, a light goes on and you start realizing that there's certain people behind this stuff. And what you begin to realize is the same people behind all of this stuff. And those people who were called the money power by Abraham Lincoln, they've been called the robber barons. They have been called the international banking elite. I mean, a lot of people have named them different things. But in essence, it goes back to a group of people and who believe have had a different vision of the world. I mean, a radically different vision of the world. And they have been scheming for a long time on how they're going to accomplish that vision. And one of those is they came up with this idea how to empower themselves through money, through monetary systems and central banking. The idea being that they would get everybody in their debt, and debt is just simply a form of bondage. I mean, if a debt is a short-term debt and can be paid off, then that's in a form of indentured servitude, like a mortgage. But if the debt becomes permanent, then you're talking about a slavery. And they have figured out how to pretty much, without people really understanding the mechanisms, figure out how to make slaves of us all. So once I had studied all this and came to that realization, then the next question says, what can I do? What can I do to change this? I mean, where do you start? There are so many problems. And for me, the point to start with for how to turn things around is the same place I started. Cut off the money. You have to cut off the money. And I think there are two different things that I have thought about. One is you got to cut off the money from the politics. So I came out with an initiative in California called Can't Vote, Can't Contribute. And the other is we have to cut off the ability of these people to create money out of thin air. And so accordingly, I decided to write in simple terms a primer, a book that I felt approached this topic in a completely different way and explained things that hadn't been explained before in all the books that I had read.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment.
We are AT&T, and our network, the future isn't happening tomorrow. It's happening today, right now. And we're constantly striving to deliver more possibilities to more people every day. The planned combination of AT&T and T-Mobile would deliver our next generation mobile broadband experience to 55 million more Americans, many in small towns and rural communities just like yours. What does that mean to you? more cell sites, better service, and a better overall network experience that keeps you connected to what's important to you. From a simple phone call to a friend to the most advanced data download for your business, so you can keep track of which crops you fertilized with the GPS application, or use video chat to ask your dad how to restart the baler. Best of all, you'll have the power to choose a network that delivers greater access to all the things you want whenever you want them, because that's what a network of possibilities is all about. AT&T. Rethink possible.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Hello, Dr. Stan here at the American Network. Our guest this morning is Kirk Kempsey, and Kirk, go right ahead.
So I decided, you know, the thing that was missing for me, and I've read a lot of the books about the monetary system, and some that I felt actually were the best were written back in the 1800s when a lot of this was actually happening and concurrent. Yeah, but I felt that there are a couple things missing. One is a non-conspiratorial way to approach the topic, a way for, I think that, you know, a few of us, the pioneers, can get into a book and read that and get through it and understand it. But I think that now that we're in that phase where we really want to have a large growth of understanding of this, that means the early adopters, the late adopters, and they just aren't going to take that message. You know, they'll take it, read it, and they'll put it down. So I think we need to have an on-ramp to the topic that people could understand, a primer that was simple, straightforward, walk three people through the concepts, let them come to conclusions on their own, just present them facts, ideas, and try and transform their understanding. And I think the book has accomplished that. That then turned into a series of seminars, which I began to give, and then the seminars I converted into YouTube videos. So your audience is certainly welcome to get the book from, you know, your company. They can purchase it from your website. The videos are available on YouTube. There's a series called Why We Are in So Much Debt, which explains the money problems. And then there's one called How to Take Our Country Back, which is more of a strategic approach. So I put all these things together in an attempt to try and explain things, like, for example, inflation. You know, most of us think of as inflation as raising prices. The price of everything is going up. But that's only because the way that we're measuring inflation is in these things called Federal Reserve notes, and I'll call them bank money, bank dollars. And sure enough, when you measure everything in bank dollars, it looks like everything is going up. But when you start measuring things in real things. Let's suppose you take the price of a carton of eggs and then you see how many cartons of eggs does it take to buy a car or how many ounces of gold or, you know, real things to real things. What you discover is the value of real things is actually relatively constant. You know, there's some variation between one commodity and another, but they're relatively constant. The thing that's dropping like a rock is the bank money. And it's because the bank money is dropping in value that it looks like prices are going up. But it's actually a devaluation of the currency. Inflation is an intentional policy of a devaluation of the currency. So you think, well, okay, how does that occur? And it's exactly like, you know, buying stock in a company. The value of your share or stock is equal to the value of the company divided by the number of shares. If the board of directors every year issues 10% more shares and gives it to itself, then effectively what's happening, they've stolen 10% of the value of the company and diverted it themselves at the cost of everybody else's stock. I mean, at the beginning of the year, you have a share, or say 100 shares, and at the end of the year, you have 100 shares, but the value went down simply because the number of shares went up, and that's exactly how the monetary system works. When the money supply goes up without an offsetting increase in real stuff, I'm talking about, you know, land, homes, schools, roads, real things. When that occurs, then you have a devaluation of the currency. And so people, I think, are better advised to understand that inflation is not an increase in prices so much as it is an increase in inflation in the volume of money, which they control. And secondarily in that is that, you know, we get confused about terms. We have the idea that our homes appreciate because the, quote, value of the home goes up. In our area, a home went from $30,000 when it was built in 1950s to approximately $1.5 million today. And you say, oh, gee, $1,470,000 that has been made in profits. Wow, I've done really well. I have myself a nest egg. And yet, when you look at it in gold, the price of the home went from $30,000 to $46,500. Which was basically entirely explained by the growth of population. That exactly tracks the population because you have increased demand in the same space, and that's what creates the increase in the price. So you look at it in real terms, you made, say, $17,500 of gain. But the federal government's going to come there and tell you that you made $1,470,000 of gain. And they're going to call that long-term capital gains and require you to pay a tax on it. And so that directly impacts you. Not only does the government and the Federal Reserve System, the privately owned Federal Reserve System, collude to take value away from you by devaluing your currency, they have the audacity to come back and demand that you pay a tax on really what is nothing more than devaluation of your currency. So these have real tangible impacts on people individually, as well as our nation.
And these things, of course, go on. Most people don't understand inflation. But inflation simply is an increase in the monetary supply, and because there's increased demand for a fixed amount of goods, the price of the goods goes up. If you didn't have the increased money, the price of the goods would not increase. So inflation is not rising prices. Rising prices are a product of inflation, which is an increase in the availability of money. It's an important distinction to make, and you have to understand that wet streets don't create rain. It's rain that creates the wet streets, and it's increase in the money supply that creates the rising in the prices. Go right ahead.
So the next concept I think people need to understand is debt monetization. Through 200 years of our existence as a country, it's plotted out in the book. I mean, step by step, you watch this thing being enacted to the point where we react today is unbelievable. It's so different. We have a system now where the only way for money to be created or, let's say, issued into circulation, actually put out there, is through the banking system. And as a nation grows, its money supply needs to grow. And so the only way the money supply grows is through this injection of quote, money through the banks. Well, they don't just give that away. They lend it. So the only way for the money supply to increase is the corresponding increase in debt. And, in fact, it is the debt that is a security for the money itself. No longer is gold the security for the money. It's your debt. Your labor is the security. And so as our money supply grows, our debt grows with it. They're actually equal. The debt and the money supply are equal. And that is the simple explanation of why we're in so much debt, because it's built into the monetary system. And you cannot pay off debt by borrowing more. A debt monetized currency cannot be used to pay off the debt. So it's like a snowball rolling downhill, and it's after 100 years or so, it, you know, catches up with the country and destroys it, just like England was destroyed by the Bank of England takeover by the Rothschilds in 1813 or so. 100 years later there, nobody. They're doing the same thing to the United States, and it's taken about 100 years since the Federal Reserve was created in 1913, and here we are in the same situation England was in, you know, at the turn of the 20th century. So this debt monetization has got to come to an end. We have a crazy situation where the government has colluded. Well, let's put it another way. The bankers have invaded our political system, bought enough people off, that essentially the government approves this crazy system, because what happens is then they can go ahead and spend as much money as they want. They're no longer constrained by taxes. So they go off and have as many wars and, you know, welfare programs or whatever else they want, and just put that debt on the backs of the American people. And, you know, that's becoming crushing. So it's important that people really understand that debt monetization and in, you know, gut level terms, simple terms, so that they begin to, I think, have a shift in attitudes. They begin to understand that this is something that isn't, you know, complicated, and it isn't something that's beyond them. It's something that's boring. Just the opposite is true. It affects everybody in the prosperity of our country.
And basically, they don't tax the people to fight the wars. If they did, the people would be furious. They wouldn't want to fight the wars. So they fight them with borrowed money. And they keep borrowing more and more and more money. But of course, as long as interest rates are low, that's not too much of a problem. It doesn't affect the individual. But as the interest rates go up, which they are going to eventually, pretty soon we're going to be paying $1 trillion a year in interest. Right now we're paying about $200 billion a year in interest, but we have very low interest rates. As certainly more and more of people or countries or individuals say, we're not going to lend to America because they're never going to be able to pay it back. Why, the interest rates rise, you're going to wait to borrow money. So what does the Federal Reserve do? They say, well, that's not going to bother us. We're just going to go ahead and create money and pay off our own debt. In other words, we'll buy up our own bonds, we'll pay off our own debt. But how long can you keep creating money to pay off your debt? Can you get prosperity by continuing to borrow more and more? Yes, you get temporary prosperity, but eventually the whole house of cards comes down. And if we continue creating money out of nothing to pay off our debt, pretty soon, why, we have so much money that we have rampant inflation. So pick up the story, because it's so important for people to understand that all the solutions that are being offered are only compounding the problem. Go right ahead, Kirk.
I do. I think that, you know, part of this thing, another, probably before I talk about solutions, people need to understand is how the federal government fits into all this. The our money, quote, money supply. I hate to call it money because it has, you know, no semblance to any money historically, and I don't like to call them dollars because they're not silver dollars, which is, you know, a dollar is a unit of weight of silver, 371 and a quarter grains of pure silver. I mean, that's a dollar. Next 90%, 10% with copper. This paper stuff is not. So it's kind of hard to end up using terms that suggest something that does not. So I'll try to, as best I can, to use perhaps some other terms. So, of our money supply today, it's all bank money. It's all of it. And of that, 90% of it is purely ones. It's electronic. It's ones and zeros floating around in what I call the matrix. It's, you know, big Quicken program. That's basically it. And the other 10% is what I call papers. These are, you know, Federal Reserve notes. And the Federal Reserve notes come into existence in a way that most people really couldn't comprehend. It's simple enough to understand it, but it's hard to accept it. And that is that the Bureau of Engraving and the Treasury Department prints these things, transfers them to the Federal Reserve at the cost of printing. So, you know, 5 cents for a piece of paper, you know, whether it's a $100 bill or a $20 bill, and then borrows it back at interest. So here is the federal government, which has the power to go ahead and print and issue a currency, and instead it borrows it from the Fed, who then issues it. And so they putting us into debt. Essentially, the credit of the United States has been turned over to an international banking cartel, a cabal. and they are tapping, they are able through this mechanism to go ahead and pretty much do what they want and make us pay the bill and put us further in debt. So the question then gets around to, once you realize there's a problem with the monetary system, okay, well, what are the solutions? And, you know, common solutions are to revert for gold and silver is one that people have recommended. I happen to have a different viewpoint. And all of these viewpoints are good, and all of them, I think, should be explored. So I'm equally open listening to all ideas. I'm not wedded to mine alone, but they're a little bit different. And that is, I believe that return to gold and silver is not going to happen for a lot of reasons. First, if you tried to, you'd find that the price of gold and silver went way up. People who don't have them, they're sitting there with their bank accounts and their Federal Reserve notes. You're going to see their prosperity vanish overnight. I think that we would have a huge economic collapse, and that I do believe that you'd find that even if that were not occur, people aren't going to go back to the day of paying, you know, taking their hard currency down to pay their water bill and then taking it over to pay off the electric bill. And, you know, they're going to continue to want to buy books from Amazon or whomever using their credit cards. So I think the electronic transactions are here to stay, unfortunately, and I don't think we're going to see ourselves going back.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with Perfect Ten.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA. Gift of the Earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I'm Dan back here at the American Peace Network. I guess on Kirk McKenzie, and basically Kirk is pointing out that there is a cabal that controls our monetary system, And, of course, they simply create money. Not really money. It's all imaginary. It's simply, most of it is not even printed. Most of it is simply entered electronically. I mean, there is a certain amount of money, but it really isn't money. It's simply paper. There's nothing at all behind it. It's a totally fraudulent system which has allowed a small group of people to be able to buy off the support of the military. You're a general. You go along with the system. You're well cared for the rest of your life. If you buck it, why, of course, you'll never be promoted. You'll be drummed out of the service. You'd be able then to buy up the banks, to buy up the corporations, to buy up the media, to buy up the educational system so that you'll never tell the young people the truth, to buy up the politicians. And this is the situation we're in today. We have a totally fraudulent monetary system. Kirk, why don't you get your website out? People know how to get to your website. We do carry your book. We hope people will order it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, and then why go ahead and discuss what you're suggesting as a solution, or at least as a temporary solution, because, of course, anything that is done is only going to be temporary. There's going to be terrible, terrible monetary problems here in the United States. People have to understand that no matter what happens, there are going to be terrible problems. But what can we do during this interim period? And that is, of course, where your ideas come forward. But go ahead. Why don't you fill in the rest of the blanks?
Sure. So the website is silentnomorepublications.com. So it kind of reflects what I decided to be, Silent No More. So you can come to the website there. You can also get the book there and see three of the videos that I have on why we're in so much debt. Or if you like, you can go to my YouTube channel, which is Silent No More Pubs, P-U-B-S, is just an abbreviation for publications. So returning to gold and silver as solutions, another unquestioned answer for me is, you know, we are such so deep in debt, and the Treasury is empty. It should be probably called the U.S. Debtery. I think there are serious questions as to whether there's any gold at all in Fort Knox. How do we even, if we were to make that change, where does government come up with money to pay out? I mean, it doesn't have gold and silver, so where does it come up with money to go ahead and try and turn things around, much less pay off the debt? And the debt now, plus the obligations that we have, just the federal level alone, is about $120 trillion, $130 trillion. And then the other part of it's unexplained for me as well is that, you know, history is very clear. There's a law. It's like 1 + 1 = 2. It's irrefutable that bad money chases out good. Effectively, if you have two types of money in circulation, one of which has value like gold and one of which has no intrinsic value like paper, people keep the gold. They're not dumb. And they use the paper. So, you know, if it were to be put into circulation, you know, it would promptly disappear. And for those who still like the idea of gold and silver, I'd say there's nothing preventing you from using it today. Even though it's not a fiat currency anymore, that doesn't mean that you can't go over to a local store owner, you know, buy your silver coins or gold coins, and then go over to a store owner and I'd like to buy with silver and gold. You'd probably find that they might take that. So, so I think the question really gets back, there's a bunch of objectives that have to be accomplished in reforming the monetary system before we even talk about solutions. So one of those objectives is we have to dethrone these guys. That has to be done, and it has to be a monetary system that re-empowers and brings the prosperity back to the people. I think another one is it has to be done in a transition. It has to be done in a way that does not destroy our prosperity and kill us. You know, we have so many federal commitments to Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, this, that, and the other, and so forth, and people relying on that. I am not an advocate of just letting the thing fall and let all these people, you know, go off the wayside. I mean, we would have equivalent of a genocide. I mean, it could be a really bad situation. So I'm not a big proponent of that. So I think we need to have some way to get out of the mess we're in. I think we're in a hole so deep that you can't just go to a constrained hard money system at this point in time. I think you have to have a two-step approach. So the approach I favor is greenbacks. You know, these were first printed by Abraham Lincoln in 1862. They're also known as U.S. notes or legal tender notes. And essentially what it is the government prints up paper and then bypasses the Federal Reserve and just goes ahead and issues it in the economy itself. I mean, there's nothing preventing the federal government from paying its payroll in greenbacks or paying its troops or paying Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid payments using greenbacks. You essentially have the ability to go ahead and put money directly into circulation and instantaneously, even if government continue to spend as much money as it does today, at least what will happen is with the government's no longer going into more debt. And secondarily, if the government's smart, it can go ahead and use some of those greenbacks and start paying down the bonds. I mean, you know, we've been taking their worthless paper for a long time, so let the bankers take our worthless paper. They could use that money, which I think would be credible to the world, to go ahead and buy gold and silver and begin to restock the treasury. They could use that money, and my God, I have another, you know, I think it's very feasible. I really believe this, that it's feasible within a period of 10 years to pay off or pay down substantially the federal debt. And I believe that should be a program the President of the United States should take on, just like John Kennedy set the sights to land on the moon. You know, if we can land on the moon, by God, we can pay off the debt and get these money guys off of our backs. So I think that legal tender notes provide the way to get the government out of, and I believe there's another program I call this 10-year program the Jubilee Decade, is let's take, for example, 95% of homes in the United States are under mortgage. The people are in debt, and they're perpetually so. You know, the home that I live in, built in 1950, I started to count how many owners have had this. Every single one of them has been debt, and that approximately $3 million has already flowed to the bankers for that $30,000 home, and that's not changing. You know, as soon as we move out or die, you know, next people are going to come in, and they're going to be in debt. So, you know, it's perpetual debt. So we have to break the chains of slavery. And so how do you do that? Well, one idea is that the federal government could offer a voluntary program to its, you know, valid U.S. citizens and say, hey, look, if you own a home, we give you an option. We will buy your mortgage. We will pay off the bank, and they do that with greenbacks. And we will substitute instead a 10-year term loan of 0.5% interest. The 0.5% is more than enough to pay off the mortgage brokers and the bank, the local bankers and everybody to service the loans. That's about what they pay today. So you go ahead and you give people just the minimum amount and let them get out of debt within a 10-year period of time, and hopefully in a way that their monthly payment is no greater and generally going to be lower than what they already have. And get the nation out of personal debt within that same period.
Hey, I'm there. If you have a question out there in the audience, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Burner Roofing in Fort Collins salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comforts of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message is from Burner Roofing in Fort Collins. In business for 10 years, 2927 Bassick Street, where they support our armed forces and hope for their safe return.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stock, certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, I understand here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning, Kirk McKenzie, our telephone number, if you would like to call, 877-254-7524. Go right ahead, Kirk.
Sure. So I think that the, you know, you now address both issues. You get the federal government out of debt, you get the people out of debt. We're going to be a free nation once again. I mean, the original meaning of the word freeman was a man that owned land. You know, you a loyal title. You know, you get to do with your land what you want. And it was Karl Marx that laid out the proposition that we have to get rid of private property because they understood this. And if you want to defeat a people and enslave them in perpetuity, then what you have to do is take away their land and make them essentially tenants on the land that they, you know, they pioneered. And they've done a pretty good job of that. So the issuance of greenbacks, however, we do need to have, once we get back the ship righted, there has to return to a system that does contain the money supply. And so that's probably the second phase. I don't think just the pure issuance of greenbacks forever or unlimited is the right answer, but I think that it's needed to get out of the hole. And then we have to then transition to phase two, which is a constrained money supply. People would talk about constraining it to gold or silver or some multiple thereof. I think that's a useful idea. Another very innovative idea is when you think about money, what's the real purpose of money? And the answer is, you know, it's there for transactions. You know, you make a transaction and then you don't need it anymore. You don't put it back in the bank. How much people, you know, money do most people carry around in the day? Not a lot. So the reality is that the real money supply that we need is certainly not equal to the debt of the nation. It really has a purpose to help transactions take place. And so there's an innovative idea about how to actually create and then put, and then eventually end money on a transactional basis. And therefore it's limited by transactions. And that allows the money supply to be elastic, but in a way it's still constrained to its actual purpose. So, I mean, there's a lot of really good ideas. The main thing is, you know, people like ourselves and the use of your show is to engage in the discourse, to wake people up to the issue, and everybody who understands you have a job to help other people wake up. And that's why I wrote the book and did the videos, because I think, frankly, that I do believe they're some of the best primers you can get. And get people from who know nothing about that to understand this within a very short period of time in a way that transforms them. And then, you know, we can engage even further dialogue about the right solutions. I do believe that in the course of that conversation about solutions, we ought to inject, well, what the objectives of the monetary reform that we want to see, and get everybody to agree with those, such as we don't want people to get hurt. You know, we want to make this a transition. We have an objective to dethrone these guys. I mean, we have to think about the objectives and then weigh different kinds of approaches and solutions against those objectives.
And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, first of all, people have to understand we have a totally fraudulent system. A small group of evil men control our monetary system and have used it to gain control of the media and can gain control of the politicians. Now, certainly they financed our founding fathers, financed the American Revolution with the continental currency. Eventually it became worthless, but it got the Revolutionary War fought by Abraham Lincoln financed the Civil War with greenbacks. Eventually, they lost their value, but they were eventually redeemed, as was the continental currency, once they could get the free enterprise system working. A free enterprise system is a wonderful system, but we no longer have free enterprise. We have a system where a bureaucracy regulates everything, does everything they can to destroy the infrastructure of our society. A 35% corporate tax. What incentive is there to form a corporation and work hard when the government's going to take 35 cents of every dollar you make? A little wonder our corporations are moving overseas, which is exactly what the Brotherhood of Darkness wants. They want our corporations to go overseas. That's why we don't tax them when they go overseas, or we tax them 35% here. All we need to do is do away with the tax, free up the incentive of the people to work for their own advantage. And Kirk's idea certainly is a unique and novel one. I'm not saying I agree with it, but I'm saying at least it is a solution. But you have to understand the people have to understand the fraudulent nature of what we have now. And if we don't get involved, why everyone is going to be impoverished by this system. It is designed to fail, and it is in the process of intentionally shifting our production, shifting our wealth, shifting our jobs overseas. The people in charge know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want us common people to know. Go right ahead. Kirk, if anybody's out there in the audience with a question or comment, 877-254-7524. And, of course, this is Kirk McKenzie. His book is on money. What's the subtitle of the book, Kirk?
Defending Our Prosperity.
Defending Our Prosperity. Go right ahead. Your parting thoughts here.
Sure. So, you know, there's other solutions and ideas I have. There's a basket of thoughts. You know, for example, we would immediately measure capital gains in gold or silver. I mean, I think a lot of people discover that there are capital gains would be far less than what they show on paper. And in fact, a lot of those gains would become losses. This is a fraudulent system to have people pay taxes on dollar devaluation. I think that's something that immediately could be done. So, and monetary reform is not the only thing. We have to stand side by side with people and our politicians, the good ones that we find, the people of character, the Andrew Jacksons of this world. We have to stand by side with them, and we have to work on reforming a lot of problems. Our government is spending way too much money. A large part of that is war. A large part of that is, you know, Social Security and these handouts to people who never paid anything in. So there has to be a lot of other things that occur, but we have got to start with, or at least we have to not wait too long before we dethrone these people and their ability to enrich themselves and empower themselves.
And we have a totally fraudulent system today, ladies and gentlemen. And the reason you don't know it is because they control the media and they control the educational system. And we only have a few congressmen who are willing to speak out and tell you the Federal Reserve System is a fraud. Kirk, God bless. Thanks so much for being with us. Bye-bye.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dr. Stan here. If you're interested in getting Kirk's book, and it really is a very good overview of what money is all about. Money is simply a means of exchange. But the thing is, those who control the money control us, and the monetary system is controlled by, well, call it the international financiers. I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness, and they are part of this cabal that controls the world. And, of course, behind that are the powerful spiritual forces that energize these people who have a dream to bring about a world government, to destroy Christianity, because that is the very essence of what this is about, and then, of course, to install their world leader. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my talks on the dark awakening, pardon me, on the dark secret and the forbidden secret, and the syllabuses that go with them, too, so that you can document what we're saying. And when, of course, the President of the United States talks in coded language, where only the elite can understand it. Well, you need to have somebody help you understand what the President is saying in his various addresses. Now, we do have an analysis of several of George Bush's addresses. We have a wonderful pamphlet called Prophetic Warning. It's the farewell address by Andrew Jackson in 1837. And it's available, a little pamphlet. I think it's $3.95 plus shipping. Very important, because Andrew Jackson understood this. Of course, my commentaries are there to help perhaps bring this up to date. But what Andrew Jackson said in 1837 is apropos today. Nobody today says it as well as he did. So that's Prophetic Warning by Andrew Jackson, another little pamphlet called The History of Money. You need to have the background. And then Kirk McKenzie's book, excellent. All available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Remember, I will be speaking there in Littleton, Colorado on the 18th of September. I was thinking the 17th of September. It's a Saturday. And you can call my 800 number, 800-544-8927 for information if you're interested in coming. Don't forget, we have a conference here, all-day conference on the 23rd of October, and I hope you will have our regular contingent from Colorado. We'll have great speakers this year. We'll have a convention in the Aptos Seascape Golf Course all day long. And then, of course, we want to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We do need your help to maintain what we have and If there was ever a time when it's important that we expand our coverage, it's now. We need to reach as many people as we can, and we are with our 65 we have stations all across the country that carry our programs, but it's an expensive proposition, ladies and gentlemen, it really is. So if you're in a position to help, why, we certainly appreciate you. We appreciate the people and the generous support for us. We're not tax exempt. People support us because they believe in what we're doing and they love America and they want to preserve this country for our children and our children's children rather than have it be destroyed as our leaders are intent upon doing. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty. Our vision. Thank you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and warfare, holy places and in here.